So, hey, here we are, live. No, it's not live. It's pre-recorded, but here we are. Like, it's... can't believe I'm talking on a microphone right now. In this, hopefully, future podcast. The title of the podcast. it's a long, a very long, short story. Shanghai, why? Because I didn't have clear ideas about what to talk about in the podcast, first of all. And so I was thinking, like, it's going to be a mess of things. And it really reflects the mess in my mind. So, okay, cool. So I was thinking about messy things that can... represent this confusion, this total cluster of elements, and I thought about that, you know, that game. I think it's called Mikado in English, or in the world in general, but in Italy it's called Shanghai, and it's the game with the sticks. You throw the sticks on the table and then you have to pick them. So, yeah, I was thinking about that mess, you know, when you throw things and you try to win the game. So I was thinking that, okay, that's a cool image for representing a mess, my brain. So yeah, I decided to go with Shanghai, which coincidentally is also a cool city. No, I haven't been in Shanghai. I don't know if it's cool, but for me, especially for me, I haven't been there. It's cool. Like, it's distant, it's far away, it's exotic for an European. It's full of stories. Shanghai really represent the China in the movies also. So I remember Wong Kar-wai is one of my best directors, and he is really good at representing this city, Shanghai, with really a lot of charm. So why not? It's a cool city. It's a game that represents mess, and also there is a song of one of my favorite Italian groups, which nobody knows. Nobody knows this group. It's very independent, but I love them. I think they're quite cool. I did deserve more attention, so I'm gonna talk about them right now. And they're called Costiera. And the first song I listened from them was exactly the name of the song was Shanghai. So, well, go on YouTube, search Costiera Shanghai and listen to it, because I think it's a super cool song. And so yeah, there are already three elements that are kind of cool, so I decided to stick with that. Previously I was thinking like the pool game, you know, when you you still have a stick, but it's a big one this time, and you hit, okay, that's the word. You hit the balls on a pool. And that was also like the alternative name. But Shanghai, I think, is cooler. Pool is more like, yeah, whatever. But Shanghai, it's cool. So those are the reasons of this podcast. I still don't know what I'm going to talk about, but... one thing is sure, it's going to be a mess. So stick with me. No pun intended. And yeah, another title of the podcast was Shangri-La. Shangri-La is a fictional town, a fictional land. I have to go to Wikipedia. But in general, it's a place hidden in Tibet, I think. as a fictional place described in the 1933 novel Lost Horizon by a British author, James Hilton. So that's Wikipedia. Thank you, Wikipedia. We discovered what Shangri-La is, and that was also a cool alternative for Shanghai. Still not sure. I still have to decide which one of those names I will pick up. If somehow it will end up being Shangri-La, you know why. I think it's interesting because it still has the Shanghai name in it. It has like the exoticness of Shanghai. I'm talking about Shangri-La now, okay. It still has those characteristics. Characteristics. But it's fictional place. Nobody knows this place. It's not real. So somehow it's also an interesting metaphor of something that nobody knows about, and everyone can have a different idea of what this place can look like. So in case of this podcast, could be also an interesting metaphor of this fictional things thing I'm going to do that doesn't have any particular shape or form, and everybody can find a shape and form, like it's a kind of a Rorschach stain, which is another cool name, was already taken from, is already taken by Watchmen, so probably I won't use it this time. So yeah, here we go. That with this big premise, I wanted to introduce you to the podcast and welcome you. I just had my coffee. It's not morning, but I'm Italian, so it doesn't matter. Every time is a good time for coffee, especially if it's a cool blend. I had a nice coffee. It's from a local roastery, which I also suggest together with that band I mentioned before. This local roastery is called Bontadi, and it's pretty cool. It's close to where I live, in a smaller city close by. And the coffee, I don't know the origin of the coffee, I think it's a blend from South America, but the blend is it's very good. We in Italy, we drink it espresso with a thing called mocha. I don't know if everybody has it at home, but I will suggest you to buy it. It's necessary. How you can survive without, I wonder. I can't. Personally, I can't. Like, if I'm outside Italy, I really have, like, an autonomy of, like, 3 days, and then I... Well, or either I stick to cafe for, like, forever. Like, I go there to have my espresso, like, a favorite place in a city, or either I have to buy a mocha for my home. So, yeah. What else? Well, you already know everything. You already know that I won't say my name. I want to keep it mysterious. But who cares, by the way? Like, what difference it makes if I say my name? But you already know the important things you have to know. So I like coffee. I'm Italian. That's a stereotype. Yes, but let's embrace it. I will be hosting this podcast. I will be just talking about things that I think are interesting. And I want to start this first episode by talking. So that's the plan. The plan of the podcast is picking an interesting word and trying to explain it. Like some interesting concept happening and explaining. And so I wanted to start with a simple word today, which is courage. And why this word? Because, you know, sitting down in front of a microphone, as I'm doing right now, with no script, by the way, and without any freaking idea of what I'm doing in this moment. It's a scary thing. It's stupid, it's silly, and it's also a bit scary, because I know I will have a hard time to listen again to these ramblings, and I will get so embarrassed afterwards. But I decided I have to do it. I decided I have to do it because I had this idea of making a podcast about whatever for a long time, and I kept procrastinating it. I kept finding, you know, dumb excuses to not do it. And today I decided that now it's time to do it and go with it and take the bike and ride it till the end. So that's why I want to start with this word, courage, because it actually takes a little bit of courage to take the idea from your mind and try to make it real, knowing that it won't match your plan in your mind. Like, that's the problem when you try to apply an idea to reality. It never matches the idealization you have in your mind, and it's the comparison, then it's painful because it exposes all your limits, right? The things you can do in reality are very limited, and of course, when you imagine an idea in your mind, it's always fabulous, you know, it's perfect. But as soon as you put it on paper, then you find the limits, you find the problems, you face your limits, and you face mistakes that makes you feel ridiculous in front of the others, and expose you to the judgment of the others. So that's why I think making a project happen is the freaking most scary things of all. And I think that those people that can do it every day, show up every day and make their ideas come through, are a real brave person. I won't say heroes, because heroes are some other people as well, but a really brave, courageous persons that today I probably understand more. I'm thinking about, you know, artists, writers, musicians, all those people that, you know, they expose themselves with their work and expose themselves to judgment, to the judgment of other people, and I think they really deserve respect for what they do. We take it for granted, I don't know, but I never thought about it in this way, but right now, speaking on a microphone in front of an empty space, in front of a wall, and trying to sound at least interesting, if not, I don't think I sound smart. I think I'm making like a ridicule of myself, but whatever. If you listen, I think nobody will listen to that point, to this point anyway, so I can wrap it up at this point. But anyway, yeah, in this right moment, I understand those people a little bit better. And I wanted to wrap it up then with a final note to all of you, whomever had the courage, exactly, to listen to all this rambling till this moment, till this point. I wanted to encourage you to also take those ideas, those projects that are perfect in your mind. I know that everybody has some ideas, some projects, and try to make them true, come true. Take them and do the step I'm doing right now, like sitting down, talking over a microphone, or writing that book, or writing music. I don't know what is exactly your idea, but I want to push you to do it, to let the idea win, and don't let the excuses ruin your idea and hold you back. So it's just an encouragement to everyone, I think. And since I'm starting this journey, we can start a journey together, like me with these ramblings, and hopefully all of you with all your ideas, because I think it's a gift you make also to the rest of the world, the opportunity to share the ideas. Otherwise, if they're like, they're just in everybody's mind, they're just there, and nobody can have the opportunity to enjoy, to be part of everyone's ideas. So yeah, I think that's a cool conclusion for this first episode. I don't know. it's a big experiment right now. I don't know what I said. I really forgot everything right now. I hope I didn't sound too silly. Not sure about it, but I hope that. And see you to the next episode where I will talk about other things. Bye.